Rain turned to snow Saturday afternoon in Haines, but that didn't deter dozens of volunteers and former employees from opening the century-old hotel in the dead of winter. They chopped wood. They dusted, disinfected, and vacuumed. They fluffed pillows.
Today's been hectic. It has been amazing, though. It's been really wonderful.
Gina Randles sits at the front desk while a volunteer chops wood to feed the stove that warms the lobby.
We decided we were going to open up some of the buildings here to try and get people in so that they've got places to stay. And I put the word out that I needed volunteers, and an army showed up.
The hotel is typically open seasonally for tourists. Owner Jeff Butcher is in the lower 48. But he and his wife plan to be in Haines on the next ferry, scheduled to arrive Tuesday.
As we didn't open this summer, but I guess we're opening this winter instead.
Butcher says he's working directly with the Borough Emergency Operations Center rather than opening the reservation line. But if there is an emergency need, he says don't hesitate to call.
And I must say our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Haines. This is pretty terrible, and we're happy to do what we can to help.
The rooms were guest ready by mid-afternoon, but a few maintenance volunteers worked into the evening. Under the guidance of a longtime former employee, volunteer Michael Calloway has been lending a hand.
Yeah, we've been holding Alex there by the skirt tail. He's been guiding us around on how to get this place.
Yeah, we're trying to help, but yeah, it's been...
He and Nolan Woodard helped coax the 100-year-old hotel's plumbing and heating to life. Woodard works as a carpenter, so he says he's been careful to ask for help so he doesn't break anything.
Trying to give support to the people who actually know what's going on and gather up some crews that are just, you know, hammer swinging dudes that are ready to help and fix and just kind of be there if we can be supportive. And
he points out one restroom that's a particular challenge.
This is kind of a good example bathroom. This is the furthest point from the boiler this room is. So we've been like, basically we turn the water on downstairs real slowly, fill in the system, and then we've just been going through and slowly opening valves, trying to get air pressure out of it and looking for leaks.
They say so far there aren't any major issues, despite the challenge of jump-starting an old system in freezing weather.
Okay, I got some shampoos and conditioners, and I'm going to let Alex know this one's leaking.
Upstairs at the Halsingland, former employee Brandy Peters runs a final check of toiletries, bedding, plumbing, and light bulbs before shutting off the lights for the evening. Rooms are ready for emergency workers arriving from around the state. Randles pops back up from the front desk for a final sweep with the vacuum. On Sunday, volunteers scrambled to open more rooms in another one of the hotel's buildings. The borough issued an evacuation warning that could displace roughly a third of the town. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.